cuts, you know, and I guess it would seem kind of annoying, but it's very, like, a beautiful thing that everyone could identify with these characters in his songs, so...
All right, well, we're cutting into Corey's time now.
Oh, okay.
It is now 11:00.08, so we're 8 seconds over. Corey, we're getting you going to switch to your mic. We're going to play the station IDs, but Amy Rigby, again, you're playing Sunday
at the Colony Cafe and in Woodstock, and Peter Aaron, Bill Brovald, and I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right, there's one other guy in their trio, they're opening. And then Reckless Eric, and Doug Weigel are going to play a rockin' set.
Good show, yes. All right, well, see you Sunday night then. And Corey is up next with The Forgotten Geek.
The 90.7 FM
Ica.
Copic.
Caro.
Catskill. Greenport. Claverack. Kinderhook.
Maryville.
Germantown.
Wyndham. Greenville.
Schoharie. Green County.
Patrick. Ashland. Chatham.
And East Durham.
Athens.
Haynes Falls. Hunter.
And Coxsackie.
Preston Hollow. Oak Hill.
Ankrum.
Great Barrington.
Hawthorne Valley.
New Baltimore.
Hudson, New York.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual-core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual-core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Forgotten Geek on first edition of Covered Up here and now in the background. Herbie Hancock's Bring Down the Birds, which is actually more a case of Sampled Up. You might also recognize the beat from The Light's Groove is in the Heart. So yeah, today is all about the original versions of songs, now more popularly known by their covers. I mean, the best example, recent example, I won't be playing this, but best recent example being more people knowing Johnny Cash's Hurt, you know, as Johnny Cash's Hurt, not Nine Inch Nails,
or David Bowie's anecdote about some kid coming up and saying how awesome it was he covered a Nirvana song. But yeah, and I ended up with so much material. Probably hearing this, hear more of it filtered through the next couple of months, and then I'll do another edition to end out the summer. But right now, we'll be getting into some geek speak. EMEACULPA, mea culpa, mea culpa. That's what Disney did last week when Deadline broke that they have rehired James Gunn to finish the Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy. I kind of expected this as a possible outcome last year when he was fired, but I do think it's very plausible that it took this long to make them realize zero tolerance is not a one-size-fits-all punishment, there being a difference between some old, already apologized for sexual assault jokes and being a chronic sexual harasser like their former chief of animation. But the trauma-bred director is also still crossing the multiverse to resuscitate Suicide Squad and become the first director to helm both a Marvel and DC movie. Producer Peter Safran told Joe Blow that it'll also be a hard reboot. The recasting of Deadshot, now obviously the first hint, now it's Idris Elba instead of Will Smith. But hopefully they will pull a Judi Dench as Elm and keep Viola Davis as Waller. Indicating that that period pieces may now be a distinct subgenre of superhero films. Discussing Film says the summer 2021 slated Matt Reeves' Batman may be set in the 90s. Cue jokes about, well, we need a good 90s live-action Batman movie. And me and Linkara arguing we did. It was called Batman Returns. Get over it, haters. A little wobbliness in The Flash's dogged run to movie stardom was found by The Hollywood Reporter, as they claimed disagreements with a shift in tone towards lighter has led Ezra Miller to recruit comics legend Grant Morrison to co-write his own script that may also be a test of whether he'll be wearing the Scarlet Speed suit if and when the movie makes it to the finish line. Back to Marvel, the small cross-section of superhero and alternate history fans that includes me are super stoked as Disney Plus will air an animated series applying the classic formula of What If to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. One episode already stated to be What If Loki Found Thor's Hammer. Naturally, there have been some half-serious jokes about Peter Quill keeping his temper against Thanos. Might as well apply this to those movies and characters they just got, and do what if any of the old Fantastic Four movies had been any good? Sony continues to say, we told you it could work, as Sony Film and TV heads to a Variety, they got plans going into the next decade to expand their Spider-Man-less live-action spin-offs, dubbed Sony's Universal Marvel Characters. Live-action spin-offs, dubbed Sony's Universal Marvel Characters. That direction? Nah, producer Lorenzo Diavonatura says they're still doing a part 6 in the main series, and to paraphrase, bringing back some Bayham into the franchise. Some people who do know when to quit are Blumhouse, as Blum responded to a fan tweet to say that Happy Death Day is likely over as a series, following the disappointing reception of the sequel, and later added that Sinister is also done, though the Boogle might reappear at some point. Now, going to our first song, the earliest, more popularly known as Weem Away or The Lion Sleeps Tonight, and popularized by The Tokens, here is Solomon Linda doing the earliest known recording as Mbabuba, and I'm probably mispronouncing that.
We move that. Sturdy black bitty, bamba lamb, jump sturdy black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, looky on a black bitty, bamba lamb, looky on a black bitty, bamba lamb, turn around black bitty, bamba lamb, jump down black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, black bitty had a baby, bamba lamb, black bitty had a baby, bamba lamb, little thing went crazy, bamba lamb, little thing went crazy, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, jump steady black bitty, bamba lamb, jump steady black bitty, bamba lamb, look at yonder black bitty, bamba lamb, look at yonder black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, little thing went blind, bamba lamb, a little thing went blind, bamba lamb, the city wasn't none of mine, bamba lamb, the city wasn't none of mine, bamba lamb, what about a black bitty, bamba lamb, what about a black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, oh black bitty, bamba lamb, look at yonder black bitty, bamba lamb, jump steady black bitty, bamba lamb, run yonder black bitty, bamba lamb, turn around black bitty, bamba lamb, eh black bitty, bamba lamb, eh black bitty, bamba lamb, look at yonder black bitty, bamba lamb, run around black bitty, bamba lamb, jump down black bitty, bamba lamb, turn around black bitty, bamba lamb, eh black bitty, bamba lamb, eh black bitty, bamba lamb.
Of innocent lives. War means tears in thousands of mothers' eyes. When their sons go off the fight and lose their life, I said,
what is it good for?
Absolutely. Say it again.
Within the younger generation, induction, destruction. Who wants to die? Oh,
what is it good for?
You tell.
Not. What is it good for?
Absolutely not. Good girl.
Oh,
it's nothing but a heartbreak.
shattered many young man's dreams, made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life is much too short and precious to spend fighting wars each day. War can't give life, it can only take it away. Oh, war! Loving, understanding, tell me, is there no place for them today? They say we must fight to keep our freedom, but Lord knows it gotta be a better way. I said, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Say it again.
Okay, that set started off with Solomon Linda performing Mabube, more popularly known as Wim Away, in A Lion Sleeps Tonight. And then Lead Belly with Black Betty, the earliest known recording of it, but many think it goes back way further. And that was more popularized by Ram Jam and Last Decade Spider Bait's versions. And then you just heard Temptations with the original version of War, popularized by Edwin Starr. And back to Geek Speak. Okay. The longer than anyone expected monster hunting bro trip of Supernatural is finally coming to an end with the upcoming 15th season. USA Network is committed to a brave new world. The live feed reporting the expanded adaptation of Aldous Huxley's classic has been given a 10-episode order. Homecoming producer David Wiener as showrunner, and including the earlier mentioned Grant Morrison among its writing staff. The new Gunslinger and Man in Black are respectively Night Flyer Sam Strike and Vikings Jasper Pekkanen for Glenn Mazzara's potential Amazon adaptation of The Dark Tower that will naturally ignore the movie. Netflix is calling it a day on One Day at a Time reboot, saying in spite of acclaim that the audience isn't there, but executive producer Mike Royce says Sony's looking for a reprieve on another platform. In the could-have and still could-be a contender of cult sci-fi shows, definitely lies Slider, see Jerry O'Connell, and for two seasons, John Rhys-Davies' alternate universe channel-hopping show. Rhys-Davies told Flickering Myth there have been talks with NBC Universal, who should hypothetically own the rights, but there's some questions about that. And The Sopranos theatrical prequel has a release date and shortened title. The Many Saints of Newark is now just Newark and scheduled to hit September 2020. With a cast that now also includes Ray Liotta and Michael Gandolfini stepping into his father's shoes. Now, back to this edition of Covered Up on Forgotten Geek. Here is James Sugarboy Crawford and his Cane Cutters doing the earliest recording of Giacomo.
Heiko, 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 Hande, Giacomo, Filo, Handande, Giacomo, Pinane. Oh, my spy boy met your spy boy sitting by the bio. My spy boy, I do to your spy boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, hey now, Heiko, Heiko, Hande, Giacomo, Filo, Handande, Giacomo, Pinane. Oh, look at my queen all dressed in red, Heiko, Heiko, Hande, I bet you $5 she'll kill you dead, Giacomo, Pinane. Talking about hey now, hey now, Heiko, Heiko, Hande, Giacomo, Filo, Handande, Giacomo, Pinane. We'll be right back.
Heiko Hande. Giacomo Pino Hande. Giacomo Pinane. Oh, Heiko, 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 Heiko Hande. I'm having my fun on the Mardi Gras day. Giacomo Pinane. Talking about it now, it now. Heiko, Heiko Hande. Giacomo Pino Hande. Giacomo Filale, dog in my head now, head now. Aiko, Aiko, Hande. Giacomo Filo, Hande. Giacomo Finale.
Para bailar la bamba se necesita una poca de gracia y otra cosita. Allá arriba, arriba y arriba y me, yo no soy marinero pero títere. Volando rompió un convoy, una tinaja de agua y un comedor. Allá arriba, arriba y arriba irán. Yo no soy marinero, soy capitán. Una niña en un baile se lo miraba, zapatito de raso que le apretaba. Ahí arriba, y arriba, y arriba, y me, yo no soy marinero por ti. Porque tengo muchachas de 15 a 20. Allá arriba y arriba y arriba irán. Yo no soy marinero, soy capitán. Bailar la bamba se necesita una poca de gracia y otra cosita. Allá arriba y arriba y arriba y bien. Yo no soy marinero pero sí seré.
To do it, 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 to do it.
So that set started off with James Sugarboy Crawford and his Cane Cutters doing Giacomo, first real popular version as Ico Ico being by Dixie Cup, and Alvaro Hernandez Ortiz, a.k.a. El Jarocho, doing the earliest recording of La Bamba. It's pretty sure to predate before that, and that was from 1939, and of course, most popularized by Richie Valens and Los Lobos, with that little bit of acoustic closing out the Los Lobos version being a tribute to the original. And then we ended with James Ray, Got My Mind Set on You, from 1963, most popular version by George Harrison. Now it's almost 11:30 here on WGXC 90.7. And you're listening to Forgotten Geek with Corey. And today we do first installment of Covered Up this year songs, the original versions of songs more popularly known by their covers. So we're going to do a short country set, and it'll be starting off with the original version of the Oak Ridge Boys crossover hit Elvira, and then I Beg You Not to Change the Station or Mute out of Ancient Reflex for the second song.
Like a heaven and lips like a cherry wine, she can sure enough make my little light shine. I get funny feelings up and down my spine, cause I know that my Elvira's mine. My heart's on fire for Elvira. Giddy up, papa, papa, mow, mow. Giddy up, papa, papa, mow, mow. Fly your silver away. Tonight I'm gonna meet her at Hungry House Cafe, and I'm gonna give her all the love I can. She's gonna jump and holler, cause I saved up $2, and we're gonna search and find that $3 man.
Ray, I assure you.
Now you can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes up when I'm gone. And you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back to the farm. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Oh, you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, I hate you breaking heart. I just don't think you understand. Cause if you tell my heart, I hate you breaking heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Oh,
my mom, I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog about my leg, or tell your brother Cliff, his fist can tell my lip. He never really liked me anyway. Tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please. Myself already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind. I might be walking out on him today. But don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. Cause if you tell my heart, my achy breaking heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Hey, don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. Just don't think you'd understand. Cause if you tell my heart, my achy breaking heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
And that set started off with Dallas Frazier doing the original version of Elvira from 1966, covered in the 80s by the Oak Ridge Boys. And thank all those of you who sat through the Marcy Brothers doing the original version, Don't Tell My Heart, from 1991, covered up a year later by Billy Ray Cyrus. So it was either that or the original version of Let the Dogs Out. Of course, you might still hear that, he said threateningly, but not today's show. Anyway, so now our next set, get into a little gender flipping here, or later gender flipping, because we're going to hear Racy with Kitty, and that was later flipped into a big 80s hit. Let's see if you can figure out which one.
You got the right, you got
Until the day, under the dawn, and we can pop off
set started off with Racy performing Kitty from 1979, gender flipped a couple years later into Mickey by Tony Basil. Then Robert Hazard doing the original version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun from 1981, of course, later redone by Cyndi Lauper. And you just heard Idina Howard with Freak Like Me from 1995. True Faith and Dub Conspiracy scored a UK hit with their garage style cover, and then the Sugar Babes pretty much made it their song. So going to the final full set, we're going to start off with a song shamelessly covered up by Nazi ABBA, aka Ace of Base. Here is Tina Turner with Don't Turn Around.
Don't turn around. I don't want you seeing me cry. sit down and shut up.
Yesterday at William Sadler, we'll also
people are beginning
as well
to eat people out there.
So
like
we
look
will
at what everyone is doing
with the original Argent
find
version
some
of
common
God
thing that they're all assuming implicitly, but they don't
well
even realize they're assuming.
Play out our
and then negate
the
that thing.
We saw them. Hear me again in 2 weeks. And thank you for
three cheese trees,
WGXC,
three free
film.
Fleas flew.
Have a good
while these fleas flew, freezy breeze blew. Freezy breeze made these three trees freeze. Freezy trees made these trees cheese freeze. That's what made these three free fleas sneeze.
The distance between one compression and the next is called the wavelength of a sound, as is the distance from one expansion to the next. Of course, the frequency is the number of waves per second. When these vibrations reach your eardrum, you hear the sound. But remember, it's the vibrations that travel, not the air.
Rock and roll to you. Say rock and roll.